Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you so much, Mark. This is Drew Doherty, and this is a Texans Today podcast. On Sunday, the Texans took care of the 49ers by a 24-21 margin, and the defense shut out San Francisco in the first half, keeping the 49ers off the scoreboard. Then afterwards, cornerback Donte Robinson spoke with the media about a number of things and answered questions in the locker room.
We got to take it game to game. You know, we won our last two games. Didn't play as well as we wanted to in the second half as a defensive unit, but, you know, a win is a win, ugly or pretty, you know. Got to go into Buffalo, tough conditions, tough situation, and try to win, get a game against a tough football team. So I think we can do it, but, you know, talk is cheap. We got to go out there and put it down on the field.
I noticed that they made some adjustments that just worked against you guys. And can you talk about that a little bit?
I mean, it's tough when you're not expecting to, when you prepare it all week against one quarterback and a new quarterback comes in and, you know, gives you something totally different. So sometimes that's kind of tough on the defense, but, you know, that's still no excuse for, you know, allowing them to score 21 points in the second half and, you know, give up three touchdown passes. So, you know, I mean, it's just one of those situations where, you know, we got to expect the unexpected. And today it was the unexpected, and we didn't handle it too well, but we still came away with the win.
Well, you handled it well enough to win.
And we'll take that. But, you know, this is a new day and age, and, you know, while we're happy with the win, we still want to play a little bit better. You know, a couple of years ago, we would have been just happy, you know, with no matter how we won a football game. And like I said, we are happy about the win, but, you know, we know we got to play better because Buffalo's going to watch this film and try to pick up where the 49ers left off.
The defense is just on fire. Everybody is making plays. I mean, that's what you're looking for four quarters.
Right.
What you're talking about.
Four quarters. Because I know that's the kind of defense that we are. You know, we've shown it in spurts, but we got to put it together for four quarters, 60 minutes. Like I said, you know, they came out and they didn't stop fighting, and they battled and got back in the football game. Luckily, Eugene made the play at the end of the game to put it away. Well, I mean, anytime you get a 4-3 tight end down the middle of the field, you know, it's going to be hard for a safety or a linebacker to cover him. So, you know, he was their big play guy, and he made big plays. So, you know, that's a tough situation for those guys. You know, but we just got to find a way to maybe get to the quarterback or, you know, maybe as corners overlap and make sure that doesn't happen. I'm glad about the win, but the way we played in the second half, not too happy about that. You know, we got to put that kind of pressure on ourselves. You know, we pitched a shutout in the first half. You know, nothing should have changed in the second half, and things did change. But like I said, I'm not trying to be a party pooper, but, you know, I just want to make sure the guys stay up and stay focused, and, you know, and go into Buffalo next week and try to get this win.
Linebacker Zach Dials continues to play well in 2009. He, too, answered questions in the aftermath of the victory over San Francisco.
Very active. You know, a lot of focus is on Cushing and Ryan's, but you yourself, I mean, you guys are just all over the ball.
Yeah, you know, we try to just fly around. We compete a lot, you know, me, and Ryan. So it's fun when we're out there, and I have a good time, and, you know, I'm not in on nickel, so I don't, you know, I'm not out there as much as they are, but, you know, when I'm out there, I just try to make my presence felt and, you know, just try to make plays when I'm in a chance to.
You guys are familiar with this game of momentum, first half, second half. Usually you guys start off slow and then come out the second half. This was the opposite. How different was that for you guys? Can you just put your finger on why?
It just reminds me of how we came out against Arizona. That's essentially how they came out against us. You know, it wasn't anything we were doing different. You know, they went into the locker room, you know, just, you know, they get paid just as well as we do, you know, so it's a... You never can stop, you know, relaxing until the clock strikes 3-0.
Mm-hmm. How important was it, two wins in a row, though? Can you talk about that again?
You know, it's very big. You know, we have a road game this week coming up against Buffalo, so take that momentum into Buffalo. You know, you can go out, get out of there with the win, too. I mean, that would be real big for this organization. You know, 4-3 right now, and, you know, we're not looking back.
Team captain D'Amico Ryans became the all-time leading tackler in Texans history, and he, too, took some questions at the podium in the post game.
Have you turned the corner, do you feel, as a team? I mean, I know the second half didn't go as you would like, but, hey, it's two in a row now.
Yeah, I mean, well, I feel like we're headed in the right direction. You know, seeing the way our team has been fighting these past couple of games, I feel like we're headed in the right direction. Of course, we still have a lot more things to clean up. We still have to be more consistent. You know, it's still a tale of two halves. We still have to
find a way to play complete games. And I think I feel like we're headed in the right direction.
How would you describe the way you played in the first half on defense and the way you played in the second half on defense?
I think the first half, you know, the intensity was there. We were having fun, getting three and outs, making plays, getting off the field. In the second half, it seemed like we came out and that they changed the quarterback and the intensity wasn't there. They kind of just shoved the ball right up on us and we couldn't. And it seems like we couldn't make a play to get off the field.
You've gone against him before. Did you, why do you think that there was such a difference in Smith and Hill?
Well, I think Smith did a better. He's a better quarterback. I think he was capable of running the ball, making plays with his feet on third down, and also he was a more accurate passer.
But when you win a game like this, Dante said it's great to win, but you can't. Is you're at a point where you can't feel really good about it, considering what happened. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think that's right. We're happy with the win. Wins are hard to come by, but we just expect so much more out of ourselves, and we expect to, you know, come out and clean up those things in the second half. No matter who's in at quarterback, you know, we have to clean up our mistakes.
Nigga, how do they keep throwing the same play down the middle to the same player with you guys out not being able to stop it?
Well, it's just they got us on the coverage, and they made a great throw, great catch.
What's the key to run defense again? You shut them down. What was the key to that?
Key to the run, stopping the run, is our front four. They've been playing good for us, and linebackers have been coming up, tackling well. So it all starts with our D-line, and they've stepped up their game, and they've been playing tremendous well for us.
What was the plan for Gore?
Just gang tackling. That was our game plan for Gore, to get as many hats on him as we could, and I think we did a good job of it.
How good do you think y'all are right now?
We're good, but we're still striving to be great. When we become great, you have to be consistent. You have to, if you shut the team out, you have to do it the whole game.
Do you have the potential to be great this season?
Yes, I feel like we have the potential to be great. We have the right guys in place. It's just a matter of, like I said, once again, being consistent and keeping that intensity level high throughout fourth quarter.
D'Amico, in the second half, was the difference in the second half just a matter of adjustments that they made, or was it just because they out-hustled y'all? And congratulations on a big win, by the way.
Thank you. I think their attitude, their mentality coming out was a lot different than ours. We didn't, you know, looking in the guys' eyes, we didn't come out. We didn't come out right in the second half, and we can't have that lapse. You know, where they, you know, we were in the same position they were when we played the Cardinals. We have to understand that, you know, we've been there before. The team's going to come out trying to get it. So it's something we definitely have to work on.
Well, that being here and surviving that situation, will that help you when you're in the situation again?
Yeah, it'll definitely help us. I think going through it is something that we know we can come out with the win, even when we're put in a tough situation. Our defense can go out and close games out even when it's tough.
Against the run, you guys have totally changed. First three games, that's all we talked about, is you can't stop the run. You guys are a totally different defense now against the run. How proud are you guys of that?
Oh, I'm very proud of the guys. You know, we've not been giving up much yards in the run game. We pride ourselves on stopping the run. That's the mentality that we have to have. Every great defense, you know, you have to stop the run. And that's what we've been doing. We just have to continue to get better and better.
Two in a row, is that just the start of things? I mean, is that kind of how you guys look at it?
Oh yeah, it's just a start. Like I said, we still have a lot of things to clean up, and we still can be even better. But two wins in a row is, I'll take it.
Does it mean anything to you special to be the team's all-time leading tackler?
Oh, it's special to be able to come in and, you know, set records, set a standard here. It's a great accomplishment, and I credit those other 10 guys out there with me. You know, without the defensive line, you know, doing their job, and the back end doing their job, I couldn't have made it happen. So I appreciate all the other 10 guys I've been with.
We sure do appreciate you listening to this Texans Today podcast. Make sure you keep it here at HoustonTexans.com to find out everything you could ever want to know about your favorite football team, its players, its cheerleaders, coaches, and more. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.